The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment.
You may be seated. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to present attorneys to be admitted on motion. If you've participated before as the presenters, you know that the protocol is to come forward to the podium, give a very brief statement as to why you are presenting the applicant for admission. The applicant at that point is standing at their chair in the gallery there. Then we will proceed with the swearing in once we get through all the 23 applicants that we have this morning. So we will start with Allison Miller. Oh, I should mention that Justice O'Neill is not with us this morning. He's attending a funeral of the late appellate judge Ford in the 11th District. So our first presenter is Allison Miller, and the applicant is Victoria Beckman.
Good morning. My name is Allison Miller, and I'm here to present Victoria Beckman. I've known Victoria for the past year and a half. She is of outstanding moral character and value. She took great pride in her work as a federal public defender in Arizona for the past several years prior to moving to Ohio. I believe her dedication and passion will make her an outstanding candidate for the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. James Hughes III, on behalf of Jordan Seth Blask.
Good morning. My name is James Hughes. I'm a partner at Bricker Neckler here in Columbus. I'm here on behalf of Jordan Blask. Mr. Blask is a member of good standing in the bars of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. He practices in Pittsburgh. I've known he and his firm for just over a year. We are in an alliance with his firm, and we work very closely on a referral network and a sharing of best practices with his firm. I think he'd be a good candidate for membership in the Ohio Bar. I think he'll be a fine lawyer and a good representative.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Donald Fishbach, on behalf of Brian Berner.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Don Fishbach. I'm a partner at the law firm of Calfee, Holter & Griswold. I've known Mr. Berner and his firm for years. His integrity and performance to date, I think, qualifies him to be a truly valuable addition to the Ohio Bar Association. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Melissa Hornick, on behalf of Catherine Jean Dahlheim.
Good morning. I'm Melissa Hornick. I'm here on behalf of Catherine Dahlheim. I met her in law school at Capitol, and where she's been down in South Carolina immediately following us graduating, and she's represented Dorchester County down there as a public defender and done a great job, and she's wanting to come back to Ohio, and I believe she would be a great candidate for our Ohio State Bar.
Thank you. John Galassio, on behalf of Ivan Devorin.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is John Galassio. I'm from Grove City. I'm here on behalf of Ivan Devorin. I've known him for 2 years. He's consulted with me on mineral rights. He's admitted to New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I find him highly honorable, trustworthy, and highly recommend him to be admitted to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Thank you. Scott Linick, on behalf of Christopher Gerber.
Good morning. My name is Scott Linick. I'm Associate General Counsel at Nationwide. I'm here on behalf of Christopher Gerber. Chris is an exceptional attorney who is employed in the Office of General Counsel at Nationwide. He was first sworn in California in 1999. And I find him to be an exceptional attorney who provides great client service and will be a valuable addition to the bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Clegg, on behalf of Melissa McHall.
Good Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Richard Clagg. I'm an attorney with Oates, Heiser & Miller, and it is my great pleasure to present Ms. Hall to you today for purposes of admission to the Ohio Bar. I've known Ms. Hall since 2003 at Capitol. We went to law school together. She's been a member of the Pennsylvania Bar in good standing there since we graduated in 2006. She does possess high moral character, and as long as I've known her, she has been both personally and professionally of the highest quality. And I think she will make a great addition to the Ohio State Bar. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mary Lang, on behalf of Michael Hamilton.
Good morning. My name is Mary Lang, and I am presenting my partner, Michael Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton and I have known each other for 3 years and worked together. He is currently a member of good standing in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and practices in Philadelphia. I believe he would be an excellent addition to the Ohio State Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Jacqueline Gall, on behalf of James Kennedy.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm here to present James P. Kennedy for admission to the Ohio Bar. I've gotten to work with JK for the last 5 years with the Air Force at Wright-Patt Air Force Base. He's recently retired with great distinction, and I believe he's going to make a great addition to the Ohio Bar, and he's already a community leader in the Dayton area, and it is my pleasure to request that you admit him to the bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Intencio, on behalf of Scott McCarran, I'm sorry.
Good morning, and may it please the court. My name is Paul Intencio, and it's my honor to recommend that Scott McKernan be admitted to practice law in the state of Ohio. Scott is a 2004 graduate of St. Vincent College in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. In 2007, Scott earned his Juris Doctor from the Duquesne University School of Law. He's practiced law for 7 years in the greater Pittsburgh area, and it's been my pleasure to call him my colleague for the past 4 years. Scott is an excellent attorney and a family man, and he's joined here today by his wonderful wife, Jody. He's an outstanding attorney and of good moral character. Scott would be a great addition to the bar of this state, and I therefore recommend that the applicant be admitted to practice law in Ohio. Thank you.
Aaron Brezius, on behalf of Joseph Meade.
Good morning. Aaron Brezius, on behalf of Joseph Meade. I've known Mr. Meade for approximately a year and a half. He's a member of the Bar of the State of Michigan. He clerked for the U.S. Circuit Court of the Sixth Circuit. He spent several years as a trial attorney for the Department of Justice, and he's now a professor at Cleveland State University. Mr. Meade is an outstanding attorney and would be an excellent addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Brandon McGrath, on behalf of Christy Ann Moore.
Good morning, Brandon McGrath, presenting Christy Moore. I've known Christy for 7 years. She's a partner in my law firm. I've worked with her extensively. I believe her to be an excellent attorney, and I believe she would make an excellent addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Donald Fishbach, on behalf of Vance Nye.
Good morning, Your Honors, once again. I proudly recommend Mr. Nye for admission in the Ohio Bar Association. Mr. Nye and I and his firm go back over a decade. I find him to be always of high caliber performance, both on his professional side as well as personal side. He's a man of integrity and valor, as much as conscience and a good performance. He's been practicing law for over 20 years in the state of Oklahoma, and is admitted to the Bar of Oklahoma as well. I thoroughly encourage you to admit Mr. Nye to the State Bar Association. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ross Smith, on behalf of Bradley Olson.
Good morning, Your Honors. Ross Smith, on behalf of Bradley Olson. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. Mr. Olson is a practicing attorney licensed in good standing in the state of or Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I've known Bradley for approximately 9 years and has possessed what I would characterize as the utmost ethical, moral, and professional character when dealing with clients. He's an excellent attorney and would please respectfully recommend his admission to the Ohio State Bar.
Thank you. Scott Gutman on behalf of Andrea Painter.
Good morning. I'm presenting Andrea Painter. I've known Andrea for 3.5 years. We've worked for several years together at Chesapeake Energy in Oklahoma. She is a member of good standing with the Oklahoma Bar, and during that time that I've known her, I've seen nothing to question her character. I think she would be a great addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Cheryl Roberto on behalf of Sarah Peterson.
Good morning. I have been a member of this bar since 1987, and I'm delighted to recommend Sarah Peterson to join the Ohio Bar as well. Sarah has been an attorney for 10 years, first barred in Wisconsin. She moved and was barred in Illinois and in New Jersey. She's now come to Ohio as a trailing spouse. I can recognize that position, as I was waived into Pennsylvania in 1992. As the mother of two young children, she is eager to bring her talents to Ohio. Her interest is in the public sector and the public interest, and I would be delighted to call her a colleague in Ohio.
Thank you. Lori Painter on behalf of William Pulaski.
Hello, Your Honors. I am Lori Painter. I've been a member of this bar since 1993, and I'm here to present William Pulaski. I've known Will for about 5 years. He is a member of the Pennsylvania Bar. He has been an attorney for 15 years, and he's been a partner in his firm for 5 years. And I think you'd be an excellent addition to the state of Ohio as a practicing attorney. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Douglas Perrin on behalf of Francisco Sanchez.
Good morning, Your Honors. Doug Perrin, I'm in-house counsel at Honda. I'm pleased to present and recommend Francisco Sanchez for admission to the Ohio Bar. Francisco, I've known for more than 20 years. He's a colleague at Honda. He worked for Honda for most of his career in California. He came to Ohio about 3 years ago as general counsel. He's currently registered as corporate status, so we're upgrading him to full attorney status. And he's a dedicated, hardworking, skillful attorney. He'll be a good addition to the bar. So.
Thank you. Maria Kopitas on behalf of Michael Siegert.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Maria Kopitas. I'm here to present Mr. Siegert for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. Mr. Siegert and I have known each other since 1987. We practiced together in the district attorney's office in Pennsylvania in Allegheny County before I moved here to Ohio. He has always been a zealous advocate, very professional, and I find that he would be, I present that he would be a good member of the Ohio bar. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Robert Kent on behalf of Elizabeth Slater.
May it please the court. It's my distinct pleasure to presently move the admission of Elizabeth Slater to the Ohio Supreme Court to practice in the state of Ohio. I've known Libby Slater for approximately 3 years. She came with our firm 3 years ago. She graduated in 2004. She is from law school. She's licensed. Licensed in the states of Pennsylvania and West Virginia, and a member of good standing. I find her to be of high ethical quality and an excellent lawyer, and I'm pleased to request her admission to the Ohio State Bar.
Thank you. Bradley Walker on behalf of Carl Steiger.
Good morning, my name is Brad Walker. I'm here to present Carl Steiger. Carl's a shareholder with the firm of Buchanan Ingersoll & Rooney in Pittsburgh. I've had the pleasure of working with Carl for the past 4 years. He's admitted in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, and I think he would make a fine addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Daniel Sable on behalf of Samuel Stoller.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Dan Sable. I'm an attorney practicing here in Columbus. Here on behalf of Sam Stoller, first met Sam about a dozen years ago down the street at Moritz College of Law. He's been my best friend ever since. Sam's character is beyond reproach. He's a phenomenal attorney in Pittsburgh. I think we're lucky to have him here in Ohio, and I ask that he be admitted. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan Brabenek on behalf of Lynn Wilson.
Good morning. I'm Susan Brabanek, and I'm here on behalf of Lynn Wilson, happily so. Lynn is a family friend I've known for several years and has relocated to Ohio in her retirement. She's a member of the Bar of Illinois and Arizona, and really has a passion for working with children and advocating for them. She intends to serve as a guardian ad litem here, and I believe she'd make a great addition to the bar. Thank you.
All right, can I have a motion?
Move the admission of all of the applicants.
Hearing no objection, I'm going to ask that the applicants come forward and the marshals will direct where you are to stand in front of the bench here. And Justice O'Donnell will administer your oath. You're going to have to move down a little and make room here. Okay. Justice O'Donnell.
Good morning. Would you all kindly raise your right hands, please? And you may either swear or affirm. I, and state your name.
I, James P. Kennedy.
Hereby swear.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect toward judges.
Court staff.
Court staff.
Clients.
Clients.
Fellow professionals and all others.
Fellow professionals and all others.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
And this I do as I shall answer to God.
And this I do as I shall answer to God.
Congratulations. Thank you for being here.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the bar in Ohio. We are very glad to have you, and we will now adjourn. Marshal.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.